The scripture reading is James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, and Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Now Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Amen. Senior pastor will deliver the 11th method of keys to studying well.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences, this is the 11th session on the keys to studying well. In the last session, we talked about the core principles of keys to studying well. Namely, it is that we have to study with our hearts rather than with our heads. Let me continue with this in this session because it is very important. I mentioned that those who are faithful in their Christian life can study well, even though their IQ, intelligent quotient, is not so high. Of course, if you have high IQ, you can study even, you can do even better. But even though your IQ is not so high, you can still study well and excel in your academics. Even though the seed is a little weak, you can still gain a great harvest if the field is fertile and the farmer is diligent. Similarly, although your IQ may not be so high, if you cultivate your heart into good soil and study faithfully, you can get good results. How is it that you can study well if you cultivate your heart into good soil? Let us talk about it in three aspects. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and students, what does it mean by studying with the heart? Simply stated, it is to follow the instructions of your heart when you study. Namely, while studying your heart, your heart controls your thoughts. Of course, this heart is the heart that is cultivated with truth. If your heart is not cultivated with truth, your heart cannot control your thoughts. It's rather the opposite. If you're in the third or second or the first level of faith, it is your thought that controls your mind. But if you go into spirit, your heart will control your knowledge and thoughts. So this heart is the heart that is cultivated with truth. The heart of truth, namely the heart of good soil, will urge you to have only thoughts of truth and actions of truth. It's the same when you study. Those who have the heart of good soil, first of all, will see everything with the eyes of faith. Some students have negative and passive attitudes, thinking, studying is meaningless, I cannot study well because I'm not smart. They don't have much eagerness to study either. But those who have heart of good soil will have positive and active attitudes when they study. They make professions of faith saying, I can do it with the strength that the Lord gives to me. I can give glory to God and make my dream come true by studying hard. It'll be done as they believe after all. Joshua and Caleb are good examples. The people of the Canaan land looked very big and strong. But even after seeing them, Joshua and Caleb said, they will be our prey. It is not that they were being reckless. It was an expression of the confidence coming from their faith, which was, if the Lord God is pleased with us, then He will bring us into this land. It was their hope and dream about the land that they were to take, saying it was a land flowing with milk and honey. Studying might not be an easy thing to do for you, but with faith, it can be conquered any time. So why don't you say that you will make studying your prey? If there are students here, college students, say, studying is my prey. Studying is my prey. The college students, they still have to study, and also even grown-up adults, they have to keep on studying even though they are not attending schools. Not just in studying, but in everything, I hope you will see it with the eyes of faith and make confessions of faith. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, students, those who have the heart of good soil, secondly, will not stop until they achieve the goal. Those of you who are in spirit already, they don't change their attitudes. For example, you make a goal to study a certain amount every day. Then temptations might come your way. You might feel like you are tired, you should go to bed, or you want to do something fun. Or your friends might tempt you to play with them, saying that you can study tomorrow. If you have heart of good soil, you will never compromise thinking you will study hard starting from tomorrow. You will drive away all temptations and achieve the daily goal. If you have been raised this way, if your children are raised this way, all of you will succeed. There will be nobody who will be poor. As I explained to you before, even though you're so poor, even though you're just a common labor, you don't have education, you don't have skills, so you just have to work in the construction field. Even though you are such a labor, if you have unchanging attitude, you can still gain great success. Like I said before, if they don't smoke and drink, in the Lord, of course, you won't do those things. Suppose you smoke a pack a day, and if you just quit smoking and drinking, if you can save the money on smoking and drinking and you save the money every day, then if you don't change your attitude, after 10 or 15 years, it'll be such a great amount of money. And as you get older, you have a lot of money, so even though you are working on the construction side, you don't have anything to worry about. But because you don't have any savings, you have to worry about all those things. You lose strength and you get old and you have to worry about your family members. So those who do not change their attitude, in the world, you might face with disasters, or you might get sick or something like that in the midway, but if you just keep your determination and about where to spend your money on, and if you just have savings but just throw it out and spend it somewhere, then if you change your mind about saving your money, then you cannot really succeed. So if you have heart of good soil, you'll never compromise. You will drive away all temptations and achieve the daily goal. You will not be swayed, not only when you have temptations, but also when you have difficulties. In your race towards your goal, you might face with problems, hardships in your circumstances, conflicts with others, or even failure. Even at those moments, your heart will not be shaken to the extent that you have good heart soil. If your children have this kind of heart, you have to raise them this way. And also, you parents have to set a good example. The children, they make up their mind, they make their schedules, plans, and they begin studying. But the dad says, oh, I have free time today, let us go out, dine out. We have this very good buffet over there, and if the son has unchanging mind, he'll say, Dad, why do you tempt me? You know my schedule. I won't be compromising, no matter how much you are tempting me. You can just go ahead. So this son will not change his mind. Even though the mother says, oh, you're studying so much, you need to refresh your... And there is a good movie. Shall we go together? And the son will say, just, you can go ahead. This kind of student will definitely succeed. He will excel in his studies because he does what he thinks, according to how he makes up his mind. And it's the same with you. If you can just keep on going without changing mind, like myself, I have such a great vision and dream for world evangelism, and I will definitely accomplish them. Right now, we see it might not be so international, but my faith is so international, worldwide, and I have all these dreams and visions. In my heart, everything is there. What is so impossible about it? We have the Word of God. We have the authority of God. We have signs and wonders and power of God, and God is with us. And we have our church members. Their faith is growing up so much, increasing so much, and we have the organization of the church. And you are all the members in this organization, in this system, and you will help me so much in the world ministry. And within our church, there are many workers who are being raised and trained. Everything is going global. And the Lord God Almighty is with us. And on top of that, if we have the money, we can do everything. We can do anything we have planned. So whatever we have, whatever kind of plans we have made in the Lord, we are fulfilling, achieving those things. The promise given 29 years ago, when the Lord's coming is very near, we have to build a grand sanctuary, and God will work through the kings of the nations, and the time is almost up. So I've never changed my faith about the in the Word of God given to us, and neither did you. You kept on believing and praying. As explained in the previous session, those who have good heart soil will also have a high emotional quotient. So it's not the intelligence in the brain, but it's the emotional quotient. So if you go into spirit, the heart will control the brain. That is why you can do it. But if you don't go into spirit, you will not be controlled by heart, but by the thoughts. So you can't. They can control their feelings and overcome hardships. Namely, they do not lose peace of mind. They don't get disheartened or give up, but just keep on running towards the goal. In the Bible, who does this remind you of? Philippians 3:13-14 says, Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He inspired many Christians, generation after generation. It is the Apostle Paul. Let us think about what kind of attitude the Apostle Paul had as he was trying to achieve his goals in regard to the five categories of EQ. First category is the ability to understand, respect, and accept one's own feelings. Some people, they just do as they feel like, anything they feel like. They say, we have a short life and you just do whatever you feel like you do. Then he's just a nobody. I mean, he'd be a meaningless person, unimportant person. How can you do that? How can you just do whatever you want? Of course, those who have good soil do not even have to understand their own feelings. They just have the best condition all the time. They don't have any ups and downs. They don't get confused thinking what kind of feelings they have. Of course, they sometimes mourn for the kingdom of God, but that is different from having the blues, being depressed, or becoming confused about their feelings. The Apostle Paul always rejoiced, although he lived a difficult life while he was spreading the gospel. He rather comforted the believers, as said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." In 2 Corinthians 13:11, he advised the believers. It says, "Finally, brethren, rejoice, be made complete, be comforted, be like-minded, live in peace." Paul could encourage and comfort the believers because his mind was joyful and peaceful first. Those who can control their mind like this, even though they will be executed, he was going to be beheaded, but he was still thankful. And he was shedding tears of thanks. Even on his way to death, he was giving thanks to God. And you've heard his confessions. He wasn't afraid. He wasn't shivering or anything like that at all. The second category of EQ is the ability to control one's impulses and such feelings as nervousness or anger that cause stress. In physical sense, the Apostle Paul lived under such great pressure and stress. He was cursed, he was persecuted, his life was threatened. There were so many situations that could make him feel nervousness or anger. Paul always felt his life was threatened. He was imprisoned or beaten many times without having committed any sin. Man of flesh could have become diseased or even died due to such excessive stress. But Paul's heart was always overflowing with joy. He praised God even when he was severely beaten and jailed. The evil in your heart disappears to the extent that you cultivate your heart into good soil. Then you won't have the upwelling of sentiments that bring nervous breakdowns or anger.
우리 학생들과 모든 성도님들도 속히 옥토의 마음을 일구어 환경과 조건에 상관없이 늘
I hope all you believers and students will cultivate good soil of heart quickly and become happy, regardless of your circumstances. Is there anybody who is under stress? Who is under pressure? Please raise your hands if you do not feel stressed out. Be honest. This is a live broadcast to the whole world. Are you under great pressure? Why do you feel you're stressed? There are many who come to receive my prayer that they are stressed out so much. Their job is so stressing. So they're under pressure, so they get many sicknesses. They're under great pressure and they're stressed out. So they have... They have this depression because they're under so much pressure. Some parents, they speak for their children, their sons. Oh, because my child is having this kind of job under so much pressure, so she or he has depression. Can the depression be healed? Cured this way? You are causing stress to yourself. You cannot put the blame on others. Suppose the other person is cursing you all the time, speaking foul language to you. And he always frowns at you and he curses at you. And so you say you're... You'd hate him, and it is so stressful to see that person. But if you go into spirit and if you have meekness, it doesn't matter at all. Oh, even though that person is cursing at you, it's his lips that is evil. It's not your lips will be evil. Your heart will not become evil. It's just that he will have a hard time, the one who is cursing. He is passing judgment. It is he who is committing sin. You are not committing any sin. You don't have to react with evil. But if your evil is coming up, how can you say this? You call him and you say, I try to just, I wanted to keep it quiet, but how can you do this to me? And you do that because you are evil. If you just live by the word of God, we'll just forgive him, understand him. Even though your cheek is struck, you can just turn the other. And what is so difficult about it? This is so easy. This is just for a moment. It's the same with your feelings, hard feelings. You're causing stress to yourself. Sometimes the students, the parents talk about their children. Oh, they are left out in the school. They are bullied in the school. So they move the church, move the school, they move, and they are bullied again. So they move the school again. So they come to me and ask me to pray that they will move to a school where there are only good students, good children. But I pray for them. But he will keep on being bullied. And I'm worried. Parents, if your children are bullied or left out by other classmates, just think about it. Why do you judge? Why do you think your son is good? And why do you judge all the other students are evil? Suppose there are 40 students in the class. If there are 10 or 15 students who are bullied, then it is the problem with the school. But if your son alone is being bullied, then it is your son that has the problem. You shouldn't just be saying, all other students are evil, while your son is good. If your son, you should understand that your son is acting in a way that he will be bullied and left out by other classmates. Your son has to change. You have to find the answer from there. You just put the blame on the school, on other students. Can it be solved if you just move the school? No. So that is why even if you receive prayer, it will not be resolved. You have to understand why your son is bullied and left out. And you have to ask me that he will understand why he is bullied so that he will change in a way that he will not be bullied by others, other students. You have to ask me to pray this way. You ask me, oh, please move. Let him go to a school where there will be only good students who will never bully anybody. Then you all have the answer. I don't know, there's somebody who is so stressed out in their company, and he asked me to pray that, oh, please move, give me a company where the people will treat me nicely. But in the company, they just give hard time to each other. It's all because of you. If you are humble, if you're meek, you serve others, you have peace, then you won't have anything, any problem. If you just walk the right way, and if you're still persecuted, you can just endure with it for a month or two or 3 months, only with goodness. You shouldn't be frowning or anything. You just smile at them. You try to have peace with them. And after a couple of months, the misunderstanding will go away. And you will rather be recognized. Oh, if you just... If you don't join them when they drink outside, and even because if they don't like you because you don't drink, it's okay. You can just endure with goodness. Then they will change their mind. God will change their mind. And if you look for a company where you won't have any stress, there is nothing, no job. And you have to understand that you are causing stress to yourself. Otherwise, I'll be down to bones and skins and by the stress. In 98 and 99, you just remember, think about that. I just didn't watch the program. Why would I feel heartbroken? Because of they all fabricated all these things. So I just didn't watch it. I think there are many accusations about me on the internet also. I think there can be many things, because there are people who dislike God's power and signs and wonders. So I don't see any of those things. Even though they write so many things on the internet, I don't just watch them, so it's their waste of time. No matter how much they write, it's them who are suffering. I don't even read them. I've never read any of those things. So I don't even ask the church workers, what do they say about me on the internet? I don't even have to ask. Even though our Lord Jesus was so good, He received all the accusations, curses, saying He is working for Beelzebub and He's demon-possessed and all these things. It's all the same. It's going to be the same. So I don't even try to find out what they say about me. And I think there are many things. It's the same with our workers. They know. They understand my heart. So they don't tell me, oh, on the internet, people say these things about you, senior pastor. They don't say it. So I have my peace. It's those who curse, they are the ones who are suffering. I have peace of heart. So you are causing stress to yourself.
스트레스 때문에 병 난다. 우리 성도님들 이제 스트레스 받지 마세요.
You shouldn't get stressed out. You shouldn't feel stressed. If others curse you, speak foul, you shouldn't be listening. You don't have to listen. You don't have to try to find out what he said about you, when. You can just ignore them. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the third category of EQ is the ability to encourage yourself without being discouraged, even in a failure. The second category is to control one's impulses. The problems arise because you cannot control your impulses. Because that means you lose the strength to think right and have right mind. So you go, you cannot make a proper, correct decisions. So if you control the stress or ill feelings, then you won't be under pressure, you won't be stressed out. So the third category is the ability to encourage yourself without being discouraged, even in a failure. Not getting disheartened is the most outstanding character of good soil of the heart. Even if you fail, you still rejoice and give thanks because you believe in God. The Apostle Paul's ministry was, in physical sense, a continuum of failures. Wherever he preached the gospel, the jealous Jews were following him and disturbing him. They even followed him in other countries, and they tried to kill him. And those who are following him, they spent their own time and money, and if they lost him, they were so how hard it is for them. And when he came to Jerusalem, what did they say? They will not eat until they killed Paul. How foolish. They wanted to kill Paul. So if not, they themselves will die. They wanted to kill Paul with that kind of determination. In some demonstrations, they say they oppose it to death. They oppose it with their life. But I've never seen anybody opposing with their real life. They just say it, but there was one person before who really gave his life. There was a female Buddhist monk. She opposed making a tunnel with her life. She didn't eat, and she was opposing because of destruction of the environment. And later, even after making the tunnel, there wasn't really environmental pollution. It is, they were saying that it would destroy the food chain, but later they found out that it wasn't really true. It is not really advisable to oppose something with life. He even underwent the following kind of event in Lystra. Acts 14:19-20 says, But Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and having won over the crowds, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. They thought he was dead because he was stoned. While the disciples stood around him, he got up and entered the city. The next day he went away with Barnabas to Derbe. Namely, he was thrown out of the city almost dead, but he got up right away and went to another city to spread the gospel. Aren't you reminded of a self-riding roly-poly toy? He was stoned to death, almost dead, in that city, but he went into the same city again. And he was persecuted again and again, but he stood right up like a roly-poly toy, and he kept on spreading the gospel. And I admire the Apostle Paul. I consider him very highly, because his sufferings, my pains and sufferings cannot really compare with the sufferings of Paul. When I was praying, the Lord was saying, your sufferings is greater than those, and you will understand when you talked with me in heaven, and you are overcoming all these things with faith. He had continuous hardships, but he said as follows. 2 Corinthians 4:8 says, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing. And Romans 8:37 says, but in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. When you study for the glory of God, or when you try to achieve something, you might face failures, or you might seem to be failing at it. But those who have the love of God in their heart can conquer overwhelmingly. Even if you fall down, you should stand right up and look up to God. Then God will cause all the hardships to work for the good. Isaiah chapter 40 verses 30 and 31 says, though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. No matter what kind of hardships you face, do not be discouraged or get tired, but receive new strength by taking the love of God like it were some nutrient supplement and vitamins. Some people, they receive prayer for 1 year, 2 years, but they're not healed, and yet they still keep on attending church diligently. They keep on coming to me diligently. I told you that if you are not healed after third prayer, you don't have to come to me. You shouldn't come to me because you have a wall of sin against God. But they don't break the wall of sin against God, and they don't obey, and they just keep on coming to me. Of course, they have a great deal of enthusiasm. But as you heard in the testimony yesterday, the Saturday, the second part, Friday online service, you heard there was a old lady. She had many problems, and she received prayers many times. So I would say, you have to break down the wall of sin between yourself and God. And she tried. She tried to break down this wall of sin. And so because she tried again and again, finally, she repented. When the repentance came upon her, then she was healed. Without even repenting thoroughly, you cannot be healed, even though you receive many prayers from me. Suppose you have a third stage, last stage cancer. Repentance must come first. You have to repent before God completely. Then you can be healed through my prayer. Of course, our own church members, they don't have these, we barely have any church members who have these cancers, but it's the family members of our church members. They are in the hospitals, but they come to receive my prayer even without even repentance. The fourth category of the EQ is the ability to sympathize with the feelings of others. And the fifth is the social ability to have harmony in a group and cooperate with others. Do you have the ability to sympathize with the feelings of others? And the fifth is the social ability to have harmony in a group and cooperate with others. It is the ability to have peace and cooperation with others. And this kind of person has the ability to control and subdue the world. This kind of person will do well, will excel in everything, he'll be recognized and he will succeed. Those who have good soil of heart will pursue peace with everybody. And those who do not have peace, you have to think about it. I'm telling you all the time that you have to peace with everybody. Or you will not see the Lord even on this earth. You cannot see the Lord. That is why you cannot receive the answers. You can achieve as much as you try, but your effort is in the wrong direction. You cannot receive anything. To receive the strength of God, power of God, you have to have peace. You don't have peace with the brothers in faith, with the same old church members. You don't have peace with yourself. And obviously, you don't have peace with God because you are not following the truth. So those who have good soil of heart will pursue peace with everybody. They will understand other people's hearts and respect them. This is important, to respect and understand others. Otherwise, you will only keep on saying that you are right. How can I understand him while he does such a nonsense? They care for others and they seek the benefit of other people before seeking their own. Where there is contention, they play the role of the mediators and make peace. But you shouldn't be mediators of worldly people, unbelievers. When you, there are some people who try to reconcile two parties and they get angry themselves and they get into this fight also. You shouldn't be that kind of mediator. The mediators in the Lord, they will make peace in every aspect. So they are on good terms with classmates or colleagues at work. The Apostle Paul understood very well how important peace is in everything. This is the essence in communicating with God. He was persecuted very much, but he never stood against the evil man with evil. Hebrews 12:14 says, "Pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord." No one will see the Lord unless we pursue peace with all men and the sanctification. It means we'll have animosity, enmities. You will not forgive others. Then no one will see the Lord. And today's evening, we'll have mini crusade. We'll watch the testimony of Angelica about heaven and hell. We'll continue it. And the Lord said, if you do not forgive other brothers, you cannot be saved. It is right. It is correct. If you cannot forgive just one of your brothers, how can you be saved? You can't. Just like in the Lord's Prayer, what does it say? Forgive our trespasses as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. So if you don't forgive others, you cannot be forgiven. That is why God tells us to love even our enemies. Does the Lord's Prayer say it or not? Forgive our trespasses as we have forgiven those who have trespassed against us. That is the condition. And if you don't forgive others, God will not forgive you. So because you are not forgiven, you cannot be saved. That is why the Lord put an emphasis on this point. I'll explain in the evening. No one will see the Lord. So quite a few of you here will not see the Lord. If you have ill feelings in the world, if they have any hard feelings, they will drink together to sort it out, but you can't do that. And the one who testified, the old lady, she had these hard feelings for so many years, but finally she repented, and that is why she was healed. He emphasized that peace is the essential qualification for the believers to be able to see the Lord. Do you students have peace with everybody at home and school? If you fight easily with your friends and have conflicts with teachers, it'll be difficult to concentrate on your studies. It's the same for the company employees. If they have conflicts with others at their workplace, it is not easy to concentrate on their work. And that is the stress you're getting. You might have a great deal of knowledge and many skills by studying a lot, but without peace, it is not easy to work at your full capacity. It is because we cannot accomplish anything without cooperation with others. This ability to have peace is an essential part, not only when you study, but also when you apply your knowledge to your work. Even though you have vast knowledge, it is useless unless you use it. More important thing is wisdom, which is the ability to utilize your knowledge. Today's reading passage, James 3:17, also says, but the wisdom from above is first pure. The wisdom from above, wisdom from God, is first pure. So we have to be pure. We have to be holy. We have to have no evil in us so we can receive wisdom from above. And this is absolutely true word of God. Then peaceable. We have to be holy and we have to have peace so we can receive wisdom. Those who are doing businesses with the wisdom of God, what can you not do? What can you not accomplish if you gain understanding and wisdom of God? The excellent wisdom given by God comes down upon the holy hearts that pursue peace. Pursue peace with everybody and receive the wisdom from above. By doing so, I hope you will give glory to God greatly through your studying and your work, and later in heaven, you will see the Lord's face, which is the light itself. Those who have good soil of heart will not change their mind when they achieve their goal. They can control their thoughts and emotions with a heart of truth so they can concentrate on their studies and work without idle thoughts and regardless of external environment. Even when there is a temptation or trial, they never give up. This is the kind of attitude that we need in every aspect of our lives. Brothers and sisters, those who have good soil of heart, thirdly, can accomplish more than their capability would allow for them by the help of God. For example, you have your capability is 20, but by the help of God, you can achieve 40, 60, even 80. Just think about the disciples of Jesus. Most of them were fishermen who didn't receive much education. But these disciples learned the gospel, and as apostles, they taught many other disciples and believers. They preached the gospel, quoting from the Bible, even before the high priests, elders, and officials, who were the most highly educated in the knowledge of the Bible at the time. Acts 4:13 says, "Now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed." There were fishermen who were catching fish at the Sea of Galilee. They didn't really study much. But they were better than those who were well-educated. This was possible by the help of the Holy Spirit. The disciples of Jesus learned many things of the spiritual realm. After the Holy Spirit came upon them, they understood such things by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Anybody can work beyond their abilities if they receive the help of the Holy Spirit. For example, those who have good heart soil can remember very well even if their memory power is not good. It's because they keep the things in their hearts. What is it to keep something in heart? It is to engrave it on the heart. If you engrave what you have to remember on your heart, the Holy Spirit will remind you of it when it's necessary. Before I met God, when I was a student, I had taken many stimulant pills to stay awake while studying. Because of that, I lost most of my memory power. Because of those pills, I lost my memory power. Since I was in the ninth grade, I couldn't really study hard in the middle school. I was late to the school every day because I was staying in my relative's house. I couldn't. So I always had to skip the first class. So I was hiding in the fence or somewhere. And after the first period, I went to middle school that way. I always missed the first period. So how could I study so well? So in the high school, I didn't have money, so I couldn't really buy so many other books. There was no private tuition. I studied hard by myself. But it was not easy to catch up because my fundamentals were weak. I didn't even have so many books. That is why I took the pills. I took them every day to study more. At first, I took three. And after a month or two, it didn't work very well. So I had to take four. But after a couple of months, it didn't work as much as before. Then I had to take even more. I graduated from high school like that, and in the army also I took pills. And after I would be released from the army, I'd go back to my college, and I wanted to study hard and receive scholarship to graduate, and I wanted to study in the U.S. and get a doctor's degree, and that was my plan. At that time, if he got a PhD degree from the United States, it'd be something so great in Korea. But nowadays, there are so many PhDs, but at that time, it was 60s and 70s. So I took so many stimulant pills, and gradually I lost my memory power. And because while I was on my sickbed for 7 years, I took strong medicines, so I lost even more memory. So that is why I don't remember. I can't remember any lyrics of the praise songs. So I have to read these subtitles. And sometimes if it's not there, I can't follow. And if the subtitle is not right, I can't follow it. So that's how I lost my memory power. Sometimes, but I remember the past things very well. The things I took the stimulant pills, I remember them clearly. I remember the things very well, the things before I began to take the stimulant pills. But since I began to take the pills, those things I cannot remember clearly. But maybe this is the will of God. Because I cannot remember things, I have to rely on God even more in everything. I don't take any notes. I don't take any memos. You've never seen me with any notes or memos. I just have one pen in my pocket. But I don't have anything, any problem in my life. I keep all my appointments. I think it's because of high EQ. I just do it with my heart. I remember it in my heart. I plant it in my heart. I can't remember those things with my head. But I don't try to do it, but I just plant it in my heart. And after a week or two, whatever is not necessary, I just forget completely. And whatever is necessary, I just store it in my heart. So it's up to me. It's up to what I want. I can remember it just for a week. So it, after the week is over, it just goes away. So I've never... I've kept all my appointments and promises because I put them in my heart, and when the time comes, the Holy Spirit reminds me of those things. So that's why. Also, that's the same with my sermons, because the Holy Spirit is giving me all the contents of the sermons. So much, I have to choose. Sometimes He gives me five kinds of examples at the same time, and I have to select one of those things, which one is better, which parable is better, which example is better. And some people, they say, you're talking about me, right? I don't remember those things about the particular persons and talk about them. I just do it according to what the Holy Spirit is giving me. They still ask me, you are talking about me, right? I don't have good memory power, but I still have many schedules to keep, but I don't make any memos or notes. The Holy Spirit reminds me of what I have to do at each moment. If I make an appointment, the Holy Spirit will remind me of it when the date approaches. Once, when I was in theological seminary, I got a very good grade by the help of God and not by relying on my memory at all, because I didn't have any time to study. I had to keep the shop for a while at home, and I had to take the bus to the college, and during the vacation, I had to pray and fast all the time. I was a freshman in the college, and we had the final exam during my 40-night vowed prayer. I didn't know there was going to be a final exam at that time. In my high school, the vacation would come around July 20th. I thought it was the same for the college. But then they were going to have this final exam in June. I already began my 40-night vowed prayer. So I didn't break my vow, so because I was doing the vowed prayer, I didn't have any time to pray. Any time to study. So I began to pray to God. When I pray for the test, God let me know the exam question. For example, for English, there was a lecture on the Gospel of John, and God, when I prayed, God would tell me, let me see which chapter, which verse of the Gospel of John. So I would look up the word vocabulary and the idioms and the words, and then it would come right there. So there was no difficulty in taking the exam. The questions that God taught me were exactly the same questions on the exam, so I could finish both the vowed prayer and the final exam successfully. When I asked God without any selfish motive, but only for the glory of God, He helped me with limitless and mysterious power. It is not only about memory power. It's the same with the power of understanding. You can understand a class much better with the help of the Holy Spirit. You can also develop your own way of studying. So if you have your own way of understanding, you can excel in your studies. If you have good EQ, you have good memory power because you are young. And if you have good EQ and if you can study by heart, with the help of God and the help of the Holy Spirit, you will excel in your studies. You won't have any idle thoughts. And if you concentrate on your studies for a couple of hours, if you'll eat, you'll sleep, and you'll study appropriately, you know how to study, so you'll excel. I once gave you this example of how to remember. And there are. Do you remember that kind of memory? Do you remember the way to remember? When I talked about geography, the way to remember the spelling of geography, George Ewing's old grandmother wrote a pig home yesterday, so it's the spelling of the geography, G-E-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y. That is one of the examples. And there are many other ways to memorize things. And I also taught you about the history, the geography, and also the science, art, or music. There's nothing difficult. Also, even in math, if you enjoy it, if you enjoy the formulas, and if you can apply those formulas properly, and also English, you can study English with so much fun. If you get bored a little bit, then you can also just go outside and try to initiate a conversation with some English-speaking people. Just say something. If they don't understand, say it again. You can just introduce yourself. Once I carefully kept an eye on one area in economics. I can't explain everything here because of the time. God let me learn about some things about the economy, because there are many church members who are doing the business. So also because when I see the kings of the nations, many important people, I have to have some knowledge about the economy and business. So God worked in a way that I can study about it in a very short time. So before, I didn't know big companies of our country, but I know most of those countries. Samsung Heavy Industries and Hyundai Heavy Industries. I don't go outside. So I don't know about the department stores, but even Shinsegae and all the department stores, and also all the pharmaceutical companies. And I learned quite a bit about, I also learned about many companies. And the management and the manager and the annual sales and all those things about many companies. It didn't take so many months. I didn't even invest so much time. In a very short period of time, I could study all those things. If I have time, maybe if I have an opportunity, maybe I will have a time to explain all those things. And after I learned those things, God told me to stop. So I stopped right away. And since then, I never studied anything about the economics. Of course, you can receive the help of God when you ask with faith while God finds you trustworthy. Therefore, I hope you students and believers will become trustworthy before God. I pray in the name of the Lord that in doing so, you will receive the strength of the Lord and the help of the Holy Spirit so that you will do things beyond your own ability. Let me conclude the message. Dear wise students of Mamin and other members, have a great dream to give glory to God by studying hard. Then cultivate your heart into good soil and study faithfully. God will give you passion and wisdom. God will let you glorify Him in your school, home, workplace, and business fields, and also use you for saving the souls. With your knowledge and wisdom, I hope you will lead countless souls who have lost their way in this corrupt age and lead them to God. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will shine brightly forever in heavenly kingdom. I pray for the sick right away. Briefly. Father God, thank you. Lay your hands on them. Show your works transcending space and time. Father, Pastor Haechun Lee, Grace Lee, and Pastor Simon Grung of Nepal, they will let there be many attendants in the Message of the Cross seminar in the Hillam Koldada area in the east. Pastor Wee Mari of Singapore, all the schedules of mission trip to China go well with her, and let Pastor Chun Zhu Fang visit Korea to meet with the senior pastor, and let the CEO Ding Wen Ping of 10 in publications of Taiwan be used more greatly for Manmin and Manmin's ministry. Chun Sen Chun, the brain tumor, let him gain a good consciousness. Li Ling Un, and the pus in the arms and legs. Ne Li Hua has tumor in the uterus. Guan Mu Ran has the cell cancer. Liu Po Song, dislocation of a right knee, rheumatism, and Yu Mei Sang has a herniated disc, hardening of the bone, Miao Wei Hua, middle ear infection, Zhang Shuang Shang and Shen Hong Wei, let them do well in the exam in June, and get into good schools. Lu Songji let her latest shop be sold with a good price. Wang Aihua let her fulfill her duties, let her husband Wan Xuewen do away with let him meet with God, and her daughter Wan Jisheng study well with understanding and wisdom. Li Xijun, Ma Rongqi, Chen Shasu, Wei Shiba, so let them go into spirit. Father, heal them of all diseases. Father, bless them. Lay your hands on them from head to toe, all trans and cells and nerves and tissues. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Light come. Father, thank you. Give them peace throughout this week. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles. Father, let them make no mistakes while driving. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.